This is Issues and Ideas, and I'm Chris DiBello. You just heard a murder take place. That was the audio from this past Wednesday in Minneapolis when ICE officer Jonathan Ross shot and killed Renee Nicole Good with three bullets to her head. While a majority of people have reacted with sadness and anger over this needless murder of a Renee Nicole Good by ICE officer Jonathan Ross, that's not how everyone sees it. There are those who say that Renee Nicole Good dragged ICE officer Jonathan Ross down the street, assaulted the ICE officers with her vehicle, and was also breaking the law. I've asked several people what laws, still waiting for an answer. And I saw others, some who posted on the Issues and Ideas Facebook page, ask why was she there to begin with? Well, it doesn't take much effort to learn that Good had just dropped off one of her kids at school and was just innocently driving down the street where the ICE agents were doing whatever the hell they were doing on that street. Some questioned why Good's vehicle had out-of-state plates, insinuating that she had traveled to Minnesota specifically to make trouble. Fact is, she recently moved to Minnesota and hadn't dealt with the fun and games of switching things over yet when it comes to doing anything with your vehicle. We all know what kind of torture that is. The truly sick ones even use the fact that since Good was gay, her life had less value. Now, what provokes stupidity, ignorance like this? Well, sadly, that answer is easy to find. Here's what Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, dressed in her latest cosplay outfit, had to say when first informed about the murder of Renee Nicole Good by ICE officer Jonathan Ross.
You asked about a shooting that we just had in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was an act of domestic terrorism. What happened was our ICE officers were out in an enforcement action. They got stuck in the snow because of the adverse weather that is in Minneapolis. They were attempting to push out their vehicle, and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively, shot to protect himself and the people around him. And my understanding is that she was hit and is deceased. We're continuing to gather more information, but this goes to show the assaults that our ICE officers and our law enforcement are under every single day. These vehicle rammings are domestic acts of terrorism. We're working with the Department of Justice to prosecute them as such. We will continue to protect our ICE officers and in cooperation with other law enforcement agencies as well.
Now, you've no doubt seen the videos of Good's murder. Compare that to what you just heard Noem say. And if you want to do the comparison in real time a little bit later today, this segment will be up online as a podcast on our site and all the podcast platforms. Usually get that done by noon later today. Everything that you just heard Kristi Noem say was a lie. Everything. Everything. Therefore, that makes Kristi Noem a liar. It's not my opinion, not my assumption. That is a proven fact. All right, let's go up the MAGA chain, shall we, to the very top. Here's what Donald Trump posted on social media as his initial reaction to the murder of Renee Nicole Good by ICE officer Jonathan Ross. I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Based on the attached clip, it is hard to believe he is alive but is now recovering in the hospital. The situation is being studied in its entirety. But the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. They are just trying to do the job of making America safe. We need to stand by and protect our law enforcement officers from this radical left movement of violence and hate. And that's what Donald Trump posted on his social media page immediately in the aftermath of the murder of Renee and Nicole Good. As it was with what Noem said, the same can be said of Trump. What he posted was a lie. Therefore, that makes Donald Trump a liar. So, Now that we've taken out the trash, let me tell you who Renee Nicole Good was. Good originally was from Colorado Springs, went on to study creative writing at Old Dominion University, that's in Virginia. She was an award-winning poet, hosted a podcast with her then-husband, Tim Macklin. She graduated in 2020. Macklin, he passed away in 2023. He was the father of Good's six-year-old son, Good's two other children, or 12 and 15 years old. Good's father has said that his daughter lived with her parents in Valley Falls, Kansas, for a time after Macklin passed away, saying she had a good life but a hard life. She was a wonderful person. Good spent about 2 years living in Kansas City, Missouri. Former neighbor there said Good was not a terrorist, not an extremist, just a mom who loved her kids and loved her spouse. Let's go to the question about why Good was at the scene where ICE was doing what they were doing. Minneapolis City Council said that Good was out caring for her neighbors as the confrontation basically came around her. Then we had Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar calling Good the term is legal observer. They often attend police actions to document and monitor law enforcement behavior. I mean, this is a historic practice going back to the 60s and 70s, not just in the U.S., Northern Ireland, too. During all the turmoil that happened there, Good's LinkedIn profile lists her as working in real estate investment, property management, and renovation. Good's mother said that her daughter wasn't part of anything like that at all, referring to protesters who have been obstructing ICE agents. She said her daughter was probably terrified with everything that was happening around her that she drove into. The GoFundMe page was started by someone in Minnesota who knew Renee Nicole Good and her family. If you want to make a donation, I've pinned the link to that GoFundMe page to the top of the Issues and Ideas Facebook page. It'll be easy to find as you go right on to our Facebook page. Last time I looked, they had raised over $1.5 million for Renee Nicole Good's wife and children. So be a part of that. And that's a positive way to push back against what we've watched unfold and we'll continue to watch unfold as the days go on. Some are saying the investigation has its conclusion. It's looking for its story.